Welcome students. In this session we are going to discuss module number 1 from the story In the Kingdom of Fools written by A.K. Ramanujan. This story is actually a Kannada folktale taken from A.K. Ramanujan's collection of stories named Folktales from India. The story can be read in two levels, one just as a funny entertainer and the other as an allegory on the follies and foibles of the so-called great kings and ministers. Even though the events described in the story take place in the bygone era when kings were ruling the kingdom, everything in the story seems to have some relevance and significance in the present socio-political scenario also, were we to have many such ministers, leaders and bureaucrats who are not much better than the king and the minister in the story. When we look at the story from that angle, the story is indeed a fantastic allegory which criticizes the waywardness and the political thirst of our ministers, political leaders and bureaucrats. The story can also be read as a story that tells us the fact that we must be very cautious and careful when we come into contact with foolish people, because foolish people are unpredictable and can be very dangerous. What they may think or may not think or may do or may not do, nobody can say for sure. So, even if we may get some short-term benefit from them, it is better to stay away from them. Only the wise, intelligent and diplomatic people like the guru in the story can deal with them or manage them. The events described in the story took place in a kingdom where the king and the minister were idiots. Since they wished to rule the kingdom in a different way from other kings, they reversed the order of the day. They asked everyone to be awake at night and do the respective works, while during the day everyone must sleep. Since it was an order from the king, everyone followed this foolish practice. One day, a guru and a disciple reached the city. Even though it was broad daylight, no one could be seen anywhere. But after the sunset, when it was growing dark, much to the surprise and disbelief, the whole town woke up and went about with their business. When they went to buy some groceries, giving them more surprise, they knew that everything cost only a single doo-doo there. Anyway, after cooking and having their food, the guru realized that it would not be wise and safe to live in a kingdom of such foolish people. Hence, he suggested his disciple that they must leave that place as soon as possible. But the disciple, a gluttonous fellow, was unready to do it since all food items were cheap there. The guru tried to convince him things, but all in vain. At last, the guru left the place and the disciple stayed back there. He ate to his fill every day and grew fat. One bright day, a thief broke into a rich merchant's house by making a hole in the wall. When he was coming out carrying the loot, the wall collapsed on his head, killing him on the spot. His brother rushed to the king and complained that the merchant should be punished for not building a strong wall. The king summoned the merchant. But the merchant explained that he had nothing to do with that accident since the wall had been built during his father's time. But he added that he knew the man who built the wall. The king summoned the man, the bricklayer, who was old now. During his trial, he said that a pretty dancing girl was going up and down the street all day with her jingling anklets, distracting his concentration from the work. That resulted in the wall being weak. That dancing girl, who was an old woman now, was brought in. During her trial, She gave the excuse that a lazy goldsmith whom she had given order to make some jewelry made her walk like that by delaying her work. When the goldsmith was brought for the trial, he explained that he had to delay her work since a rich merchant insisted him to give the jewels first. When the king asked who was that rich merchant who was the root cause of all those problems, it turned out that rich merchant was none other than the first accused merchant's father. The king thus observed that, yes, the son inherited all his riches, so he must inherit the results of all his sins and faults too. Therefore, he must be executed, was the king's ultimate verdict. When the rich merchant was being taken to be executed, it occurred to the minister that the merchant was too thin to be executed properly on the stake. So the king and the minister decided that on behalf of him, a fat man could be executed. Okay, children, thank you. The remaining part of the story we will see in the second module. Okay, thank you. Right.